avrai mai tutto per me, qual che la mia. Sì, è mia, dunque sì, per sempre, anche stanco, un ultimo sospiro dall'anima tua bella è certo in me.
Thank you. male artists, the three principals of the final act, Charles Kuhlman, Richard Bonelli, and Ezio Pinza, are bowing. Here they come forward again. Charles Kuhlman has a veto in his black velvet tunic embroidered in green with short green and black cape. Here's Mr. Pinza leading them on again. Mr. Pinza has the blind, gray-bearded Archibaldo in his blue silk brocaded gown, black velvet cape embroidered in green and gold. Once more they come forward. Bonelli is our Manfredo, Richard Bonelli in his leather tunic and a sort of a maroon velvet cape. Charles Kuhlman, Richard Bonelli, and Ezio Pinza. Once more they step before the light with the composer conductor from Odomezzi. Our conductor, he looks like a gentlemanly and kindly figure in face and manner, Mr. Montemezzi, our conductor, bowed with his principal. Might add, too, that in the closing act, the girl's voice was Maxine Stellman, the youth's voice was Nicholas Messieu, and the old woman's voice was that of Anna Kaskis. Our three principals are bowing again. They have Mr. Montemezzi with them this time. And, of course, our Fiora, who died in the second act, did not bow, was Grace Moore. Wish you could have seen that gorgeous emerald antique velvet cape which she wore in the second act. And also the sapphire-studded golden crown on a profusion of short, wavy, auburn hair. Well, the final curtain has fallen on this tragic love of three kings.